chapter 42. Dawn brushed pale streaks of pink and gold through the grey mist on the calm sea waters. Rasping sounds from a file could be heard on deck from the oar banks below. Gonf was freeing the slaves. Martin and Dinny assisted the pathetic creatures onto the deck. Some of them had not seen daylight in seasons. They were a mixed bunch, ragged shrews and emaciated mice, together with some bedraggled hedgehogs and the odd gaunt squirrel. How could any creature treat another in this cruel manner, Martin wondered. It made his blood boil as he tended them. Dinny was doling out food from Bloodwake's well-stocked pantry.
Here, get some victuals, Downy. Ozzin's fatten me up.
Martin was supporting a tough mouse who seemed on the verge of collapse.
Thank you, Martin, son of Luke,
he said, nodding gratefully at the young warrior. Martin's paws gave way. He sank to the deck of Bloodwake, taking his burden with him. They sat staring at each other. Martin could find only one word to say.
Timberlisto!
Tears ran freely down the mouse's whiskers.
Martin, my friend.
A shrew who was gnawing at a ship's biscuit came and sat by them.
Martin, young warrior mouse, eh? Timberlisto here was always talking about you.
Timberlisto threw a paw about his friend's shoulder.
How did you know I was aboard this floating rat trap?
Martin hugged him.
I didn't, you old war dog. I thought you'd gone to the gates of Dark Forest long ago, fighting enemies off outside our caves in the Northlands.
As they sat talking, Logalog came from Ripfang's cabin aft. He was studying some sailcloth charts. Immediately, a great shout went up from the shrews who had been freed.
Logalog, chief, it's us, the old gang from the village!
Preoccupied with something he had discovered among the maps, the shrew chief waved distractedly to them.
Ah, hello, you lot. Well, ease up and get fit again. The boss is back now. Told you I'd rescue you, didn't I?
Gonf heaved himself up from the galley banks below.
Matey, it could do with a good scrub down there. Hey, Logalog, found some booty?
The shrew spread charts upon the deck.
Look, it's all here, the way home.
Martin could make little of the charts.
Show me.
Righto, it's simple really. See here, that's Salamandastron.
Logalog explained.
Keep the setting sun to your left. Follow the coastline until we sight a river flowing into the sea from the right. It's the River Mossy, flowing from east to west.
Dinny's digging paws tapped the canvas.
Hurr! Well, I never did. Stand on my tunnel. It be our river's flows through Mossflower. Look it, there be woodlands marked up over yon. Brr, e ratbag knowed it all.
Logalog pinned the canvas down against the breeze which was springing up.
I'll say he did. That's how he came to capture my tribe. There's our village marked up on the northeast fringes of Mossflower. Bank snout, shin up the mast and keep your eyes busy for the river flowing in from landward. Gonf, take the tiller and hold it seaward a point to bring us closer into shore. Shrews, break out all sail so we catch this good breeze.
Under the eye of the summer sun, Bloodwake scudded across the foaming white caps like a great seabird. Timberlisto leaned over the deck rail with Martin.
Oh, I wish I'd had the chance to meet Bor the Fighter.
Timberlisto sighed.
He sounds like a great warrior from what you say. What a pity he won't be coming back to save Mossflower.
Martin drew his sword. He pointed it east toward the land.
It is my duty to save Mossflower. I swore it to Bor, and I intend keeping that oath.
Timberlisto watched him as he held forth the beautiful blade.
You will, Martin. You will.
A hedgehog poked his head around the door of the forest cabins.
Ahoy! There's a full armory here, lads. Swords, spears, knives, everything an army could wish for.
Girt load of victuals too,
Dinny chuckled.
I tell you, Gonfin, little boats make I sick. But this'n's a nice big shipper. I'll call her Woodship. Arr, that be a fine name.
Gonf watched the forepeak respond to the tiller.
Woodship it is then, Din. Though personally I'd have named her Columbine.
Trubs and Co. chimed in.
I say, that's a bit strong, Gonf, old sailor.
Has Columbine really got a wooden bottom?
And two ears that stick out like sails?
They narrowly ducked the pail of seawater that Gonf hurled. Banksnout roared out in a gruff shrew bass from atop the rigging.
Ahoy! Riveting sight up north to landward!
Martin climbed the bowsprit. He stood on the bleached fish skull figurehead, looking eagerly. Sure enough, there was the river, boiling across the shores in the distance. He turned to the crowd of eager faces watching him.
Take a head up and round the shore, Gonf. We're going home!
Shrews, mice, hedgehogs, squirrels, hares, and a single mole roared out in one voice that rang across the waves.
Mossflower!